This morning we are going to take a little break from our study from the book of Galatians, and we're going to talk about something here this morning that needs to be addressed, and I'm going to take the time this morning to do that. So with that, let's go to our scripture reading today, which comes from the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy is in the New Testament. If you find Hebrews, you've gone a little too far to the right. Go a couple books to the left. You'll find 2 Timothy because it's right after 1 Timothy. That's right. It is. It's one of the three pastoral letters. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus are the pastoral letters. I am going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and read verses 3 through 5. I read out of an NASB translation. I will also have the words up here on the screen. If you have your place in your Bibles, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Let's stand while God's word is being read here this morning for these three verses. Verses 3, 4, and 5 of chapter 4. Starting in verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. We'll stop there. Let's go to God in a time of prayer. Lord, I pray your blessing upon this message. I pray that this scripture text that I just read will transform our lives in some way to make us more Christ-like. To you be the glory, and I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. I have titled today's message, For the Time Will Come. These are the exact words that the Apostle Paul uses in verse 3 of chapter 4 of today's reading. Last week in our study of Galatians, I spoke about how the church has allowed the culture, the world, to dictate what the church teaches and preaches. How the culture has influenced church to be politically correct and to be non-offensive. Because of this, and other things that I am hearing and that I am seeing in our world today, I believe that we are seeing the prophetic words of this book unfolding right before our eyes. I'm going to put that verse back up there again. Only I'm just going to put verses 3 and 4 up there. And I'm going to use a little bit of spiritual liberty here this morning. And these are the words that Paul wrote. And I'm going to transform them into what I see today in today's world. And it would say something like this. For the time has come and is here now, when church people will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to hear what they want to hear, they will find and listen to false teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn their ears away from the truth, and will turn aside to what the culture wants. Kind of the way I've rephrased that, again, taking a little bit of spiritual liberty. In today's church, doctrine is no longer important. In today's church, give me entertainment. Give me miracles. Give me health, wealth, and prosperity. Give me a large church building. Give me a church that does not make waves out there in the world. Let's be friends with the culture and let's just do what they want us to do. then we can all just get along. And that way, we as a church, we will avoid persecution. After all, we don't want persecution. Well, let me ask you, Beach Grove, is that what the Bible is teaching us? Let me answer that for you. No. Let me tell you what the Bible teaches. Let's go to John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. These are the words of Jesus, and he says this: if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it ever hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. If we do church the way that we are supposed to do church, we will be hated by the world. And folks, we must understand that. We represent, as Christians, all that the culture no longer stands for. There is a foundational command in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to put it up here, for the church and another way that the church needs to be run. There's many foundational commands, but I'm going to put this one up here from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It's just verses 14 and 17. There's a lot in between if you want to read that on your own. But it tells us this, as Christians, do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership does righteousness, what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Therefore, come out from their midst and be, keyword, separate, says the Lord. We are to separate ourselves from the culture, separate ourselves from the world. We don't listen to the culture. Our mission is for the culture to hear us, not the other way around. Unfortunately, that appears to be a task that so many church people no longer want to undertake. There are many new terms that have become popular in our culture over the past few years, and I'm going to bring seven of them to our attention here this morning. The definitions of these seven terms, I got all the definitions from Wikipedia. We're all familiar with Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia. After I present these seven terms to you here this morning, I will let you know how Beach Grove Christian Church will be responding to these seven issues. Issue number one, something called critical race theory. CRT is a body of legal scholarship and an academic movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States that seeks to critically examine U.S. law as it intersects with issues of race and to challenge mainstream American liberal approaches to racial justice. CRT examines social, culture, and legal issues primarily as they relate to race and racism in the United States. Number two, woke, is a term originating in the United States that originally referred to awareness about racial prejudice and discrimination. It subsequently came to encompass an awareness of other issues of social inequality, for instance, regarding gender and sexual orientation. A third term, intersectionality, is an analytical framework for understanding how aspects of a person's social and political identities combine to create different modes of discrimination and privilege. Number four, Black Lives Matter, is a decentralized political and social movement protesting against incidents of police brutality and all racially motivated violence against Black people. Number five, Homophobia encompasses a range of negative attitudes and feelings towards homosexuality or people who are identified or perceived as being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, LGBT. It has been defined as contempt, prejudice, aversion, hatred, or antipathy, may be based on irrational fear and ignorance, and is also related to religious beliefs. Number six, xenophobia is the fear or hatred of that which is perceived to be foreign or strange. It is an expression of perceived conflict between an in-group and an out-group, and may manifest in suspicion by the one of the other's activities, a desire to eliminate their presence, and fear of losing national, ethnic, or racial identity. And our last term, racism, is the belief that groups of humans possess different behavioral traits corresponding to physical appearance and can be divided based on the superiority of one race over another. It may also mean prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against other people because they are of a different race or ethnicity. I'm sure each and every one of us in here have heard all seven of those terms. I'll put them before us here again. I just presented to you these seven terms, and they are commonly used in today's culture and in today's media. So let me answer this question first. How is the global church, the church as a whole, how are they responding to these issues? Some answer. Some mainline denominations and churches are addressing these issues and responding to what the culture is demanding. As a result of this, churches and denominations are being split, and they are and will be torn apart. People are going to take sides. It's just another tool in Satan's toolbox to destroy the church from within. And he is succeeding. So, how will I and this church respond to critical race theory, wokeness, intersectionality, Black Lives Matter, homophobia, xenophobia, and racism? Here's my answer. Beech Grove, we are a simple church, so here is my simple answer. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. The Word of God has already covered all of those issues. And if we are obedient in following what the Word of God commands us to do, we will have confidence that we are responding to all these issues in a godly manner. 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. The Word of God commands us this: the one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Beech Grove, it's pretty simple. We're a simple church. We're simple people. If we stand on this and other verses similar to it, we will take care of those seven issues that I just mentioned. They need not be addressed individually or even with special care by this church now or at any time in the future. However, let us not forget that our 21st century culture has turned evil for good, has turned good for evil, has turned darkness for light, has turned light for darkness, has turned bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. And they want us, they being the culture, want us to follow what they dictate. And because of this, because of the culture switching things around, it will appear that we, the true church, churches like Beech Grove Church, that we are the ones who are the haters. That we are the ones who are in the wrong. And if we are following what the Word of God commands, then we will offend the culture, because the culture does not understand the Word of God. But our mission, Beech Grove, it's a simple one. Our mission is not to please the culture. Our mission is not to follow the culture. Our mission is a great commission to make disciples of all nations. It's that simple. Beech Grove, we need to stay strong. There will be a time of persecution, and it's coming. We need to be ready. We need to be on the watch. We need to know the Word of God. We need to run the race, and we need to keep the faith. Effective today, these 7 terms will now be put behind us. The culture will not dictate what we need to preach or how we need to change. Any changes that need to be made within us, within this church, are all going to be made based on the Word of God. This is what we follow. We don't follow what they tell us. We follow what God tells us. And if everybody in this world would do the same thing, these 7 terms would never exist. Paul warns us, for the time will come. Yes, it's here. It's in the Church of America today. It's in our society today. And some may turn their itching ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths, but not us. Not Beech Grove Church. Not now. Not ever. This is what we follow. We're simple people in a simple church with a simple mission. This is what we follow. Folks, truth is not easy, but it does matter, and it will set you free. Let's pray.